inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, here we go, my friends. Yes, start of another week. It is Monday, August the 7th. We were actually supposed to be on an hour earlier this evening, but that doesn't take place until tomorrow evening. Inadvertently, the host told you this on Friday night. Well, as things go, we'll be in the new time slot tomorrow evening, which will be an hour earlier than the show is currently on. Name of the show is going to be Flipside. Why the Flipside? Well, we give you the Flipside of whatever else you have heard during the course of the day. This hour is brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, update daily at odark100, is republictradinggroup.com. This week there's going to be a theme to the show this week, and yes, yours truly will be with you the whole week. Jeffrey Bennett will be joining me on Tuesday and Thursday evening, where we will get into, and tonight we'll start it off, which will be a simple educational-based, informative thing about something I'm very passionate about, the noble metal, otherwise known as gold. Tonight we will set up the reason why you want to own gold. See, gold is just simply a bet against the dollar. Nothing more complicated than that. And so once you've understood the bet against the dollar, and the reason why we're going to have an informative week of information for you, is because sometimes, yours truly included, forget that a lot of people don't have enough information about once you made the decision that you want gold. In other words, how do you buy gold? Where do you buy gold from? How do you sell gold? How do you trade gold? How do you barter gold? How is it to do business with Republic Trading Group versus another company? What are the products available for you to choose from? There's a whole myriad of choices for you to choose from when it comes to gold coins. There's European gold, there's American gold, there's every country in the world has a gold coin. So hopefully over the next week we'll tell you everything you need to know to make the decision about buying gold. When we return, we'll give you the market updates and we'll talk about the dollar. And not to do what Warren Buffett did when you bet against the dollar when we return.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Monday, August the 7th. Quick check of how the financial markets closed today. Dow closed down 20 points, 11,219. NASDAQ was 12 at 2,072. The big financial news today was that BP announced that it discovered corrosion so severe that it will have to replace 16 miles of pipeline at a huge oil field in Prudhoe Bay. Work that could shut down the nation's single biggest source of domestic crude for months. And yes, the news gets even better. Drive gasoline prices even higher. But don't worry, my friends, we have no inflation. The metals complex saw gold close up $2.80 in New York City at $648.60. Actually had a high of $653. Silver closed off 17 cents at $12.30 the ounce. Platinum up $7 at $1,255. Palladium flat on the day at $3.28. Currently in Asian trading, gold's up 90 cents at $649.50. Silver up 8 cents at $12.38. Crude oil, big story of the day, up over $2 on the day. Closed down 20 cents at $76.78. And the U.S. dollar was stronger by 14 basis points. Now, that can be a knee-jerk reaction to what nobody can predict is going to happen tomorrow. Why tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's the Federal Open Market Committee decision on whether to raise rates, leave them the same, or cut rates. General consensus right now is that the Fed is going to leave rates where they are. But then we come to the language, and the language may indicate that it's just a short-term hold on interest rates, and we may see another bump up in interest rates in October. Guessing what the Fed is going to do on these meetings, look, you've got a 50-50 chance of predicting what the outcome will be. Myself personally, considering it is my habit to go with a minority on a lot of views, there's 15% of the analysts out there that think the Fed could surprise everybody and hit a quarter point rate tomorrow. I will go with the minority view, the 15% view, that that's what they'll do and it'll spook the market. What will happen if they do raise rates? Well, obviously gold will fall and the dollar will rise. At the start of the show, I said, we're going to tell you about gold this week. Today, I want to concern you with one simple fact. Because people make a mountain out of a molehill when it comes to gold and the U.S. dollar. Gold is quite simply nothing more complicated than a bet against the dollar. Gold is priced in dollars. As the value of the dollar falls, the value of gold rises, just as sure as day follows night. The value of the dollar has decreased substantially since George Bush took office. When George Bush took office, you could have bought a 1 ounce gold coin for $260. Today, that gold coin is going to cost you well over $650. Has the price gone up in relation to gold, or has the purchasing power of the dollar gone down? Well, I submit to you that the reason why you've got to fork over 600 plus Federal Reserve notes today as opposed to 260-odd 4 years ago is a glaring illustration of the loss of purchasing power. Now, you may not have noticed it in any other commodity or any other asset out there, but one thing gold does is it shows you loss of purchasing power. A story that got very little coverage last week was a story about Warren Buffett. Now, Warren Buffett is a smart man. He's a billionaire, so he has to be smart. But he got stung by a $955 million loss from foreign currency investments in 2005. Why did he lose so much? Well, he bet against the dollar. But you just said, Robbie, the dollar has been falling in value. So how could Warren Buffett lose $955 million in a bet against the dollar? Warren Buffett, as I said, he's a smart guy. He understands metals, I think. Not too sure. In the late 90s, Warren Buffett bought 130 million ounces of physical silver. If you go to Berkshire Hathaway's own website, it'll tell you when he made these purchases. According to their site, says the company owns 129,710 ounces of silver. Its first purchase was made on July 25th, 1997. Last purchase was made in January the 12th, 1998. Warren Buffett believed that the fundamentals in silver didn't match the reality. In other words, he felt that there was a supply imbalance between what silver was available and what silver was coming out of the ground. So he made a substantial investment. When it came to... And it wasn't only Warren Buffett. Bill Gates joined Warren Buffett in his bet against the dollar. The problem was, is these people have a financial theory called Keynesian economics. In other words, they do not believe in sound Adam Smith a philosophy when it comes to money. Because had Warren Buffett had that education, he would have realized that if he wanted to bet against the dollar, there's only one instrument, there's only one asset that will achieve that objective. And it is not by betting on other fiat currencies going up while the dollar goes down. This was a flaw in his assessment. Had Warren Buffett made an investment in gold bullion when he came to the realization that the dollar was set for a plunge, he would have turned that $955 million loss into probably a $2 billion profit. My advice to you is don't make the mistake that Warren Buffett made. You've got to come to a decision if you are going to bet against the dollar. If you do not want to bet against the dollar, do not buy gold. Because gold is not going to do anything for you if you think that the U.S. dollar is going to continue on the official path of the U.S. Treasury. As Mr. Paulson pointed out 2 weeks ago, the U.S. Treasury still stands by a strong dollar policy. That caused rounds of laughter in trading rooms from Timbuktu to Zimbabwe, who have their own problems with their currencies, but let's not get into that one. So here you've got a simple fact of life, that if you are concerned about the global imbalances that we are dealing with right now, and there's severe ones, we can go into them. You have a situation that all nobody wants to admit it. Is U.S. foreign policy is in a complete shambles. There's nobody in this administration that has a clue on how to solve it. As a matter of fact, the people in positions of power, more than likely, are the most unqualified people to sit in those positions. And yes, it includes the President of the United States. One would assume that the most powerful man in the free world would have some basic education of what American history is, the founding of the nation, what liberty actually really means, what freedom actually really means, and what democracy actually means. Unfortunately, listening to the president give a press conference from Crawford Ranch today, once again the president illustrated that he has no grasp of the reality of what's going on the ground in the Middle East, never has had. He sees the world in black and white. You're either with us or you're with them philosophy. And don't get me started on the Secretary of State. The only reason she holds her position is because she's a woman and she's black. Other than that, completely unqualified for the position. Where does that lead us? We'll be right back.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Look what you've done for me. Your blood has set me free. Jesus, my Lord, look what you've done for me. I haven't been the same ever since that day I called your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, look what you've done to me.
Welcome back, my friends. Music supplied by a band called Tree 63. Look them up on the web. Tree, that's as in T-R-E-E, 363.com. You can see their tour dates and schedules. Much has happened in the past week that, in my humble opinion, is fundamentally supportive of a much higher price for gold and a much weaker U.S. currency. First and foremost, we have to understand that the situation developing in the Middle East between Iraq, Lebanon, Syria has shown signs of ratcheting up. Now we're hearing talk of a civil war in Iraq. Those of you who have been listening to this program by any length of time, notice we announced a civil war taking place in Iraq about a year ago. But obviously it takes the powers that be a much longer time to assess the situation that any right-thinking person would have assessed a year ago. Which is not dissimilar, by the way, and people in Washington have a problem with this. I remember back in the 90s, it took the State Department, 9 months before they mentioned the word genocide when talking about Rwanda. People were asking, and people at the State Department saying, it's 500,000 people being massacred in Rwanda. People are calling it genocide. State Department would get, it's not genocide. It's just an internal conflict, and the United Nations is handling it. Which, by the way, let me digress. I always do this. Not a good thing to digress, because I take myself off the point that I'm trying to make. But let me get this straight. The United Nations was founded after World War II as a forum for countries to come together in a neutral spot to talk about the issues so as not to cause more wars. Now, by my reckoning, since the United Nations was founded, the world's had more wars than you can shake a stick at. So the question is, why is the UN still relevant in anybody's thinking? Why is this administration acting as the police agency for the United Nations? The United Nations, with all its dignitaries, should be packed up and shipped off to Geneva or Nairobi or somewhere else. Maybe they'll do better over there. But obviously, as far as their mission statement, and I know their mission statement, that's what it said, that's not what they intended. They intended to be the conduit for a new world order. But just that aside, if their job was to stop wars breaking out all over the world, well, it's an abject failure. And after 50 years of abject failure, it should be time for people to admit failure and to just fold it up. Unfortunately, like politicians who can never admit they've done anything wrong in their entire lives, the United Nations will deny that it's been a failed organization. But anyway, getting back to my point, that what we've seen over the past week, and understanding the mindset of the people that we are dealing with, there's no question, these developments are all dollar bearish. They are oil bullish, by the way, and they are gold friendly. And despite all of this, the price of gold, while experiencing, as we are now seeing as a daily occurrence, a $12 to $20 price swings, has maintained above the $640 area. Now, there's a number of things that really amazes me, and you've got to understand this when it comes to gold. And just accept this Murphy's Law thing when it comes to buying gold. We'll get more into this tomorrow, but there's a Murphy's Law when you buy gold. Just accept it. The day after you've made your purchase of gold, the price will go down. It's just how it works. Just accept it. Don't try and pick a bottom. You'll never pick a top. Just find a level that you're comfortable at. And this is all based on the premise of you betting against the dollar. Don't try and pick a bottom, as I said, because it's virtually impossible. Gold swings from $12 to $20 a day. It'll drive you nuts. You buy it, and you put it away. It's as simple as that. It's none more complicated. Anyway, we'll have a lot more when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898.
That's 1-800-691-7898.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
I wanna say,
welcome back, my friends. Just a programming reminder once again. Tomorrow night, this program is moving an hour forward. It'll be from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we'll also be available on three shortwave frequencies, 12.180, 5.745, and 7.520. You can find those shortwave frequencies on the website at republictradinggroup.com. Now, for those of you who make the decision to buy gold, you've also got to understand that you're dealing with a metal that, although it is a monetary metal, it is also a political metal. And this can drive you nuts sometimes. Take case in point. 2 weeks ago, Friday evening, before the invasion that was set to commence on Monday, you would be hard-pressed to find a single analyst, commentator, trader, speculator who did not think that, and by the way, gold was trading at around about the same levels it is trading here today, around the 660 area. I think it was actually 667 to be perfectly exact. Everybody, and I did my homework, I checked it all out, everybody thought, without question, come Monday morning, gold was going to be up substantially, more than it's ever been up previously. And this was obviously based on a number of things. Not only were we dealing with the major escalation in war in the Middle East, but obviously people were concerned that Iran would, as it threatened to do many times, halt the shipment of crude oil. I got up early Monday morning to see what the overseas markets were doing. The overseas markets on Monday morning, gold was up $12. About 20 minutes after New York markets opened, there was an announcement that got wide coverage that an unidentified anonymous spokesman for the Israeli Defense Department announced that we'll have Hezbollah cleaned out of here in 2 days. Cut a long story short, over the period of the next 4 days, gold turned round and lost roughly $50 in price. This is something you're going to have to accept when you buy gold. It's a political metal. When you think zig, it's going to zag. When you think logic, it's illogic. It's just the way it is. There's been a number of instances last week as well that just make you scratch your head. Harry Schultz, highest paid investment advisor in the world, in his 80s, lives in Switzerland, had an article where he talked about gold manipulation, because nothing made sense to him. He says on different trading days, you see the divergence between the dollar and gold make no sense. The dollar is stronger and gold is stronger, or the dollar is weaker and gold is weaker. He came to the conclusion that because this is so out of balance, it is indication of government manipulations in the financial markets. Besides the war that was going on last week, on Thursday, we get this Reuters report out of Caracas, Venezuela, saying global oil prices could hit $200 a barrel if the United States pursues international sanctions against Iran, an Iranian official said on Thursday, although analysts passed the comment off as saber-rattling. Iran's foreign relations vice minister told Venezuela's state television the first consequences of these sanctions would be to increase the price of oil to around $200 a barrel. Now, what do you think the financial markets did when they heard this news? We're talking $200 a barrel oil. We're talking major military conflict in the Middle East. We've got Hugo Chavez running around making statements all over the planet about limiting Venezuelan oil to the United States. You've got Iran rattling the sabers, talking about shutting down the Straits of Hormuz. The financial markets on that particular day, the dollar, which, by the way, had been down all day up until that announcement, rallied sharply and ended up the day in positive territory. The price of oil dropped precipitously by over $2 a barrel. The price of gold on Thursday was butchered by 12 bucks. And yes, the bonds rallied. Now, if I'd have told you this scenario prior to it happening, you would say, oh, come on, Robbie, got as much chance as snow in Florida as seeing that happen, but that happened. In other words, the point that I'm making to you is that we are dealing with a political metal. We are dealing with very powerful, very large financial institutions that have the ability to move markets in any direction for whatever political purpose. The U.S. government is actively involved in the financial markets. This is not a secret anymore. Ron Paul questioned Ben Bernanke about the plunge protection team. He seemed a little foggy on the details, which was kind of unusual because the head of the Federal Reserve is one of the key players in the plunge protection team, together with the controller of the currency, the Treasury of the Secretary, and the President of the United States. They are there for the sole purpose of keeping the sheep in the corral. You don't want to get these people nervous out there. Let me tell you what gets governments very nervous. It's rising gold prices. Why? Because rising gold prices simply reflect the people's dissatisfaction with current government policies. If you ever see gold suddenly soar to $1,000 an ounce, trust me on this one, it will get a lot of people's attention. See gold soar to $2,000 an ounce, and I'll tell you something else. There's no gold out there at $2,000 an ounce. In other words, Joe Sixpack, who suddenly figures out what's going on and that he too should bet against the dollar, is going to run down to the corner store when gold's $2,000 an ounce. He's going to go, give me an ounce of gold. And the coin dealer's going to turn around to him and say, it's $4,000. What do you mean it's $4,000? It says $2,000 on my TV screen. Well, yeah, that's the price that they trade in New York City, but that's paper. You want to buy a gold contract? Go to New York. Call a broker. Buy a gold contract. He'll sell it to you for $2,000, but if you want the real thing, if you want this gold coin, because there's not much gold out there, I don't care if the official price is $2,000, this coin, if you want it, is $4,000. You can put down your money and walk out with the gold coin, or you can just turn around and walk out without any gold. I'm not making this up. What a lot of people don't understand is there's not a lot of gold in the world. If you take all the gold that's ever been mined, you can fit it on a basketball court about 18 feet high. Of that big chunk of gold, two-thirds of it are held by central bankers, institutions, the Rothschilds, and a very small part of that is available for you and me. We have never had a gold run. We have never had a gold rush. Period. We've never seen it in our lifetimes. But when the word starts to spread that there's not any gold out there to be had without substantial premiums, stuff is going to happen. Maybe it's designed to happen this way. Maybe that's what they're looking for in order to implement the North American community. You see, I have the cynical view of these men in the shadows. Call them what you will. I don't know who these people are. But I know they have a plan. They create a problem. And they have a ready-made solution ready to fly. As soon as the people are at a point of pulling their hair out, these men in the shadows will come running to the rescue. Here we have a solution to your problem. The solution, ultimately, is the vision of Cecil John Rhodes, and that's a global village controlled by a few elites. And we know who they are. I don't give that much credit to this administration because, watching them in action is a little embarrassing, to be perfectly honest with you. As I said earlier, watching the president give his news conference this morning talking about the solution to the Middle East crisis, it was embarrassing to watch. Because this man does represent 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And anybody with a modicum of intelligence could have seen that he is so far out of his realm, so far unable to even comprehend what is going on because he lives in this black and white world. It's us against the terrorists. He's even got the Prime Minister of Israel in the same kick now. Prime Minister of Israel made a big speech today, saying the war is going to continue. We are fighting terrorists. Well, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter, I guess. The tensions in the Middle East aren't going to subside anytime soon. They're going to go from bad to worse. Why? Because there's different ethnicities, there's different cultures, there's different religions, and nobody can figure out how to get these people to talk to each other. As they've often said, I find it kind of ironic that the U.S.'s foreign policy stands that we do not negotiate with terrorists, yet it was the United States that demanded that Ian Smith negotiate with terrorists in order to bring peace to that little piece of real estate in Africa. And I'm sure George Bush 1 was instrumental in forcing South Africa to negotiate. The president today, by the way, mentioned this. The reason we don't negotiate with Hezbollah, because how can you negotiate with a political party that has an armed militia wing? I was sitting there thinking to myself, the African National Congress, although banned, when it was unbanned, was the political party. And it too, believe it or not, had an armed militia wing called Spear of the Nation. They had a slogan. They still do. One farmer, one bullet. But South Africa was forced to negotiate with the very terrorists that were trying to kill it. And not only did the United States force South Africa to negotiate with terrorists, but after the terrorist himself was released from prison, they gave him a ticker tape parade in New York City. And he did a tour of the country. And he collected millions of dollars from grateful Americans who had seen an oppressed people finally released and free. As soon as he packed up the $100 bills in his briefcase, he jumped on an airplane. The first place he stopped was Cuba. Say thank you to Fidel Castro for helping him win the war against the oppressors. It's a crazy world. I see the hypocrisy all around. And so this administration is clueless in how to solve the problem in the Middle East. And now we end up with what? We've got Israelis bombing. Well, at least one thing about the Israelis, at least they don't discriminate. They're bombing everybody. Christians, Jews, Muslims, they don't discriminate. Well, I guess bombs don't discriminate. Hezbollah doesn't discriminate either. They're bombing Jews and they're bombing Arabs in Tel Aviv or wherever it is that they hit the Jewish village last night, which was Arabian Jews. So in war, the first thing you've got to understand in war is the truth is always the first casualty. There's stories, propaganda stories that come out from Hezbollah. There's propaganda stories that come out from the U.S. You just got to be able to kind of figure out what is propaganda and what is not. Some people are so gone, politically speaking, they don't care what the truth is and what the truth is not. They support their man, irrespective of right or wrong, they'll support him till the end. And ultimately, it's the people that suffer. There's an old saying that we have in Africa, is that when the elephants fight, it's only the grass that dies. That's what war's all about. When two opposing forces fight, the only people that die are the civilians. Take a short break and be right back.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England, and the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Monday. Once again, a reminder, this show comes to you an hour earlier tomorrow night, and it will be on various shortwave simulcasts, and you can access the website at republictradinggroup.com, and you can find out where they are. And this, the rest of this week, we are going to deal with helping educate you about gold. As I mentioned, tomorrow night with Jeffrey Bennett, we'll be talking about the various products that you can purchase, the different gold products that are available, how to do business with Republic Trading Group, why some coins sell for more than other coins, and just give you the basic skinny on the gold market to help you make a, well, make an educated assessment of whether you want to bet against the dollar. Because that's all gold purchases are, is a bet against the dollar. Dr. David Davies, he's a senior gold analyst at Credit Suisse Standard Securities. In a recent report, he said studies indicate that gold supply is falling behind demand as a diminishing number of new reserves fails to compensate for drying mines worldwide. He goes on to add, this has been happening for some time, but until recently, the effect has been masked by central bank sales and producer hedging. However, Davis continues, he says, central bank sales will likely wither, and these banks could become net buyers of gold. This transition, together with expected increased investment demand, jewelry consumption, and diminishing mine supply, will be when the supply-demand imbalance heats up the gold price. Davis adds that between 2007 and 2010, supply and demand dynamics will undergo irreversible change caused by a decline in global mine and official sector supply and increased demand from China and the investment community. Dr. Davis projects that we will see $1,200 an ounce gold by 2008. As I said, a lot of people make buying gold more complicated than it is. This week, we hope to answer all of your questions just to make the purchase of gold easy and uncomplicated for you. As I said, this is not rocket science. You don't have to be an economics professor to understand this. Gold is a bet against the dollar, pure and simple. As I said, if you think the dollar, the fiat currency, will maintain for another 100 years, don't buy gold. But if you want to educate yourself about gold, Jeffrey Bennett and myself will give you 30 years worth of experience and knowledge, which is not much, by the way, but we'll share it with you this week, starting tomorrow night, an hour earlier than we're on now. So till then, see you, bye.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.